Good morning, Victor.
Disappointing result yesterday, I assume.
Yes, of course, it's always disappointing to lose in court. But there's always probability that one will lose. We were aware that that could be the case when we started.
Mm. And can you explain what your challenge to the stadium's plan was? What was the pitch?
Yeah, thank you, Victor. It's all a little bit confused in the print media and television media at the moment. The challenge of Waverley Council lodged a challenge in isolation. The local Democracy Matters group is a separate group from Waverley Council, and they separately, in parallel, but distinct from us, lodged a challenge as well. For the court's convenience, joined them together. We did not join with Local Democracy Matters. They were joined by the court.
Mm.
So our narrow case was about the design of the building. The design excellence process of the zoning controls required the minister to give consideration to traffic movements, pedestrian movements, the fabric of the building, the size of the building, and other aspects which have a direct impact on the residents of Waverley. We challenged the minister's ruling and consent in that we believed he did not give due and just consideration to the many aspects that were of concern to us. We spent a year, last year, writing to the minister, asking him to involve us, to give us material, to conduct traffic surveys, to have people present to Waverley the details of the project. None of those letters nor the presentation were done. No response was received in a year of sending letters to the minister.
However,
the only letter we got from them was when we asked them to do something or we would go to court.
However, the court found against you. What was the basis of that ruling?
The basis of the ruling was that the minister did give consideration to design elements. These are points of law. The concept design that came through and that's now publicly available has a white envelope for a building. That's all. So the fabric of the building is unarticulated. The substance of the building is, the square meterage of the building is unarticulated. The amount of retail space in the building, and there is a large retail component. We understand, getting details is impossible, but we understand there is a large retail component separate from the stadium function and to be operated separately from the stadium. So when the stadium's closed, the retail centre will be open, for example.
Mm.
So these things are all very poorly articulated in the documents and have not been explained to us by the minister, and the minister has refused to explain them to us over the course of last year.
Mm.
We didn't want to go to court, but by the end of a year of asking questions about it, we had no choice but to go to court.
And obviously you and others have concerns about the planning process, but in a more broader sense, the state election is only a couple of weeks away. Do you think it would have been wise for them to at least wait and see who's in office before tearing the stadium down?
Well, it's up to them to make those decisions. I don't understand what the rush is. I never did. They released the consent to approve it in mid-December, and within 2 days it signed a contract to do it. I don't understand what that rush was.
Mm.
I'm not privy to the logic within the government cabinet of why they would do that. But given the closeness, I suggest it would be sensible for them to simply hold off for 2 weeks. My understanding is the contract they have with the company who are doing the demolition would allow them to do so without a penalty.
Mm.
They are perfectly capable of doing it if they choose to. But again, that's their decision. People in government live or otherwise on their decisions, and the public will gauge it for what it is. But let me make it clear, Victor, Waverley Council's concerns were about the future building and its concept, its design, its features.
Mm.
We did not enter the debate about the worth or otherwise of demolishing or refurbishing. That's for the state parliamentarians to argue, not for this council. Our concern was about its impact, the future building's impact on Waverley. This, again, Victor, needs to be distinguished. We never argued against the future of the building. We argued against its designs. We accepted it was going to be demolished.
Mm.
We accepted that it was going to be rebuilt, but we wanted to know what was going to be built there, how much traffic it would generate, and what impact it would have on people of Waverley. Even those questions were answered by the minister.
Mm. But the Allianz Stadium is within your council area.
It's on the border of our council area, yes.
Mm. And it is obviously a big public amenity that you have some jurisdiction over. Do you think that improvements could have been made without tearing the stadium down?
that's the case with any structure. You can refurbish it or you can demolish it. It's the case with a house. It's the case with an office or a retail building. It's the case with a stadium. They are always the options. But again, it wasn't our place. I'll say it as clearly as that. It wasn't our place to argue against demolish or refurbish. That's a political argument of the state parliamentarians. Our argument as a council was about its impact of the proposed demolition and rebuild. But not even those things were answered and still have been left unanswered, irrespective of the outcome of the court and its arguments about the letter of the law. Those issues about a traffic study, the fabric of the building, the size of the building, those things are still unanswered.
And now that that ruling was made yesterday, what is next? Is there any more that you and Waverley Council or any other parties can do?
We must make a decision about what to do by 2 o'clock this afternoon. That's where we're at now. We believe that the project will go forward after this afternoon, as early as tomorrow or the next day potentially. That's up to the builder now. We are considering our options, but I think you can hear in my voice, we don't believe that pursuing legal actions is in the best interest. My feeling is it's probably not in the best interest. But again, we must decide by 2, which is only in a couple of hours, and I have to, after this call, go and speak to our barristers and our director of planning, etc., to see what we should do. I am reluctant to go forward. We've done what we can do. We've highlighted the issues. We are disappointed with the court case. We are more disappointed with the minister who spent a year ignoring our concerns.
So you think you're going to leave it as it is?
My personal feeling at the moment, without preempting the discussions I have with others, is that we've done what we can do. But again, I'll say that we need to make that decision. I need to be in front of the barrister and solicitor and our director of planning to see what their ideas are. They've read in detail and discussed in detail the judgment, the written document of the court from yesterday. I've only skimmed over it. I've only had time today to skim over it. I want to sit with them and go through it line by line and see what the basis of the decision was. As again, though, these are issues of law. It's a very complex issue when you're dealing with law and the letter of the law versus the worth of the development, the worth of the project. They're two different issues. Our concern was the law abided by.
And
obviously, what ruled it was.
Obviously, there are those legal questions. But in a broad sense, do you think the minister might, would you call on the minister to offer this information that you would like to be on the public record without a legal challenge? Would you think that they should release these traffic studies and stuff to the public?
Yeah, my understanding is they haven't even done them.
Oh.
They may have done them, we just don't know. We believe they haven't done them. That's part of our concern. Yes, of course. Transparency in government is key. This state government, though, has repeatedly shown itself to be lacking in transparency. I just need to refer back to the amalgamation and merger process, where they were purposely hiding one document after another, calling them cabinet in confidence. Again, I don't want to delve into these other issues. We're dealing at the moment with the stadium. I would prefer, certainly in my council, the issue of transparency and openness is vital. We now stream all of our meetings live to the internet. We release all of our documents for public consultation. It's a hallmark of a proud government to release the information to allow public debate to be free and open about the issues they're dealing with. The end result is always better that way, quite frankly, in my experience.
Well, bad luck on the court decision yesterday, and we'll see what happens in the future. Thank you so much for joining us on the program.